Chapter 9, Napkin Presentation Number 8, The Sizzle Sells the Steak. Another title that I sometimes use for this presentation is The Blazes. I assume you've been camping. You will notice that if you separate the logs of a campfire, the fire will go out. If you put them back together again, the fire will blaze up. So if you have one log, you have nothing. If you have two logs, you'll have a flame. And when you have three logs together, you will have a fire. By the time you put together four logs, you have a blaze. People are the same way. The next time you're meeting someone with your sponsor, in a restaurant for example, and arriving first, being there by yourself, notice how much energy there is, or isn't, around the table. Notice that when your sponsor arrives, and there are two of you, how there is much more energy. The two of you are there to meet with someone, and when they arrive, there is even more energy. When the fourth person arrives, you've really got it going. We like to call these blazes or sizzle sessions. Your MLM program is the steak, and everybody knows the sizzle sells the steak. So you want to get together with your sponsor and share the napkin presentations with one or two of your downline people. Get them sizzling and excited about what can happen. A good place to do this is in a restaurant. Pick a time when the restaurant is the least busy, around 10 a.m. or 2 p.m. You may want to set up a schedule so your people will know where you'll be at various times during the week. It's as if everybody's out gathering wood for the fire or blaze. If you were to bring someone to a sizzle session who is a bit skeptical, a wet log, and introduce them to the blaze, they would dry out and become part of the fire. So what happens if you are all by yourself and you, being new to the business, talk to someone who is skeptical? That's like trying to put a wet log on nothing. Let's say you are a twig, just getting started in the business. Your sponsor, who's been around a little longer, is a log. A log and a twig can create a flame. Just having someone with you can make a difference. It gives your sponsor someone to bounce conversation off. I could want Joe to get a message, and if I'm talking to him directly, he might not really hear what I'm saying. But if I'm talking to Carol, knowing that Joe is listening, it's amazing how people get more out of conversations they listen into than if someone was talking to them directly. Another thing about these blazes in a restaurant, they get very energetic. There are people called eavesdroppers who could be listening in on some of the conversations. You can spot them, leaning back, trying to hear more, etc. Be aware, some of these people will be very interested. When you're all done with your sizzle session and start to break up, stick around for a few more minutes. Give them an opportunity to approach you. They won't come over to the table when there are four people there, but they may come over if you are by yourself. I always start the blazing sessions by having the people, as they arrive, tell something positive that has happened with the products or their organization. While we're there, we talk only about the business. We don't try and solve the Middle East crisis or any of the world's other problems. We are there to share ideas about how to build our business and how to talk to people about our business. We always break up our sessions with a parting word that goes something like, "Just think, this is as hard as we'll ever work." This gets a little contagious, especially if you have people join your group who still have their regular 9-to-5 job and have to leave because their lunch hour is gone. You might say to them as they leave to go back to work, "See you later, Nick, but remember," he may interrupt with, "Yeah, I know, that's as hard as you'll ever work." Nick will be motivated to hurry up and get to that same position.